The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, Lifestyle 360 listeners, and welcome back to another show of Lifestyle 360. Today, we are talking about giving back and making a difference with Always Be Charitable TV. How many of you have experienced something in life or had some major life events that have changed you in such a way that you want to make a difference out there in the world? And if you've been following along with my shows since March, pretty much majority of my guests that have been on are either, you know, they're writing books, they've started, you know, some of their own charity events, they're out there, you know, doing motivational speaking and some way having an impact on the community regarding what they've struggled with and how they've overcome it. So today, my guest is Monica Radzewski. And so I met her back in 2009. And she actually, at that time, was doing marketing and casting for LA Tan. And so we actually together met because we were doing modeling for LA Tan. LA Tan, they have about maybe 150 some stores in the Chicagoland area and in a couple other states as well. And they're a tanning salon. They offer a wide variety of services besides just your tanning beds and your spray tans. And so she did a huge campaign, and it was very successful. It was kind of like the in thing to do and be at that time to be an LA Tan model. We were featured on Chicago billboards, on major expressways. We were in their calendars. We would do a lot of various events in the city, hosting castings. We would be part of the advertising programs that they had, whether it was in store or you'd see in malls or in magazines. And so Monica had done a lot for the company as far as marketing. And then from there, over the years, her and I have kept in touch and I've seen her grow, and she's worn many hats and she's done a lot of amazing things in regards to marketing. And so her and I have, again, kept in touch. And just recently last summer, I was at one of her charitable events where we fed the homeless. And then even before that, I was at one of her Connect, Inspire, Grow events in downtown Chicago. So Monica, I'd like to bring you on to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. So I want to start off with exactly what I started the show with, how, you know, maybe there's people listening and they've overcome something and they too either want to become a part of, you know, a charity, or they want to start their own nonprofit. And so I want to talk first about, you know, your childhood and what you struggled with, what some of your setbacks were, and, you know, what's inspired you to today as far as, you know, you're giving back.
Back to my childhood, looking back at, you know, in my life and thinking of all the events that have happened, you know, the good, the bad, the scary, the fun moments, the sad moments. You know, all of those events had, you know, meaning and a purpose. And an important lesson that I have learned, and I'm still, you know, struggling and learning, you know, is learning to trust. Trust that, you know, no matter what, that God has a better plan for me, that He's working behind the scenes in my favor. So no matter what is going on in my life, I must admit, you know, trust is a tough thing, but it's something that, you know, if you work on that, it's something that will help you get through life. And a little bit about my own journey. You know, I'm originally from Poland. I came to the U.S. when I was about 10 years old. You know, I didn't speak English, was made fun of, you know, didn't have a lot of friends. And it was a really tough transition, you know, coming to a new country. And there's a quote that says, we are either pushed by pain until we are pulled by a vision. And that has kind of, you know, sort of been a true in my own life. And one of the more painful moments happened when I was 13 years old. I remember coming home from school one day, and when I walked in the door, I saw my mom just crying and shaking uncontrollably. And I knew something was really bad because I have never seen her like that. You know, she's always this tough lady that you know, keeps it all together. And so I remember running up to her and asking her what was wrong. And she looked up at me with these sad, hopeless eyes and quietly whispered words that really felt, you know, changed me who I am today. You know, she said, "Your dad's not paying child support and we're going to be homeless." And I really felt like my world just stopped. And then, you know, and the word homeless just echoed in my head. And that statement hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, I wanted to say something encouraging and, you know, I wanted to give her support, but I knew if I said anything, I would just start bawling. And so instead, I just wrapped my arms around her, you know, and just held her tight. And that night, I remember crying myself to sleep, remembering praying and asking God to please not let this happen to us. You know, I remember thinking, how can this world be so selfish? You know, when I grow up, I want to help people and I want to make a difference. And, you know, we often say things in desperate situations, not realizing that someone out there is listening, you know. So,
yeah.
Needless to say, you know, just the thought of being homeless really terrified me as a child, you know, and I woke up the next day, I felt something within me changed. I felt like I had grown up because now I had this responsibility to help my family because I didn't want to end up on the street. And so I went to school the next day and started asking, you know, all my older friends if they knew anyone that I was hiring at the time. And luckily, you know, luckily one of the fast food places that my friend was working at was actually hiring. So the same day, I took a 45-minute bus ride, and after school, you know, I went to apply for this position. And
you
took
a 45-minute bus ride here in Chicago?
A 45-minute bus ride, yes.
Okay, I haven't even done that. Like, the bus scares me. Here you are at 10, being so brave and courageous. That's amazing.
No, well, by this time I was 13.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was in junior high. So she was, yeah, but still 13, like who takes the bus, you know, to Chicago by herself.
Exactly.
So when I applied for this position, you know, I lied on my application and, you know, I admit it wasn't a proud moment in my life, but I said I was 14 because at the time you had to have be 14 to get a work permit. So I said I was 14 just so I can even have a chance. And to my surprise, I was hired on the spot. So every day, you know, I would take the bus after school, and with weekends and, you know, the weekdays, I worked about 40 hours a week. And
oh,
to be honest, I don't think the people that hired me knew about the, you know, child labor laws, because obviously there was something wrong there. But I mean, my mom couldn't really say anything because I was getting good grades because I was, you know, I would do the homework on the bus, and luckily I got, you know, got by somehow. So yeah, before I turned 14, I was working 40 hours a week just so I can help my mom.
That's an awesome story, and I never knew that about you.
You know, and then over the years, you know, my life, and over the years, just working so many hours, you know, my life kind of started getting out of control because here I was working so much and making all this money, but part of me felt like, you know, part of me felt like I was grown up, that, I'm grown up now. So, you know, I started hanging out with the older kids, started drinking, smoking, even tried drugs. And on the outside, everything seemed fine. But on the inside, you know, I was dying. I felt lonely, lost, confused, and absolutely miserable. And there was a time in my life, I mean, you know, the times that, the, I mean, especially at that time in my life, I mean, I didn't really care if I lived or die. And so, you know, when people go through struggles and people are going through certain things, I don't judge, you know, I can relate to some of the stuff, but at the same time, you know, everyone goes through their own struggles and there's a reason for that, you know? And so that for me has been a lesson not to judge anybody, no matter what they're going through.
That's a great lesson.
You know, so, and by that time, you know, I was really ready for a change. You know, I deep down inside, I knew that God wanted something better for me, you know, and as humans, you know, we have this within us that doesn't matter what we're going through. There's something within us that wants us to get better. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard the saying that says when a student's ready, the teacher will show. And, you know, I mean, I was ready. Like, I was like, I either change my ways or I didn't know what's going to happen to me. So sure enough, on my birthday, and as I was going through my quarterly life crisis by this time, I was watching the news and the earthquake, you know, that happened in Haiti. And I was just seeing some of the photos of the victims, and it really pulled on my heartstrings. You know, here I was just planning another birthday, and there were children terrified, you know, with terrified looks on their faces. Many have been hurt. Some were bleeding and crying. And those images really broke my heart. And I got a text message from Red Cross, you know, and I made my $10 donation and selfishly went back to my, you know, planning my birthday. But something didn't feel right. You know, those photos of those kids, you know, the faces just kept flashing back in my mind. And then I got this idea. I'm like, what if I turn my birthday into a charity event, you know, and donate the door proceeds to Haiti? So, you know, prior to that, I have never hosted any charity events, but within 24 hours, I turned my birthday celebration into this fundraising event.
And, I did that too with, I didn't know this about you. I did that with Johnny Immerman. Now, you're familiar with Johnny Immerman of Immerman Angels, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and my brother is a cancer survivor. And I remember I wanted to volunteer at Children's Memorial at the time. And when I went in to do that and they gave me a booklet and said, hey, here, this is what you need to do. I read the booklet and they said, you know what, this isn't for everybody. So we want to make sure it's a good fit. And I walked out of there, like I read the booklet and I was bawling. And I was like, I don't think there is any way I could be strong enough to be there for these parents and these families of these young children who are, you know, potentially dying. And so then I did the same thing as you. I'm like, you know, I have all these friends and they come to my parties and they give me candles and picture frames and lotion. Do I really need that? No, I have a very good life. And I'm like, I would rather, you know, why don't they pay $5 or whatever they want? You know, I have 100 people that come and then it goes to charity. So I didn't know that you shared the same thing with me, but go ahead and finish what you were saying.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, so I mean, so within 24 hours, you know, we turned, you know, my birthday into this charity event. We even got one of the guests from WGN to stop by and share, you know, his words of inspiration. So, you know, when you're on the mission, it's amazing how resourceful you can get and you know, how things just get done much faster. So, yeah, I mean, we raised $1,000, which wasn't, you know, a huge amount, but it was definitely better than my $10 donation. But I think the biggest gift that, you know, was the idea of Connect, Inspire, Grow. You know, that idea was born. And it was really great because prior to that, I felt like I was spinning in circles. I graduated from Columbia College, you know, with a pretty expensive marketing degree. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then, I knew what I wanted to do, but the things that we're doing were not working out. So looking back on those things, you know, the reason why the previous businesses didn't work out is because, you know, mostly focusing on how can I make money with this business versus how can I make a difference with this business, you know? So, again, you know, things happen for a reason. There are things that don't work out that we get so frustrated about, not realizing there's something better, you know, around the corner. So just trusting that no matter what you're going through, that it's happening for a reason. So, so that's a little bit about my story.
Okay, so we're going to we're going to take a break. We have a commercial coming up, and when we come back, we'll continue with more from Monica and Always Be Charitable TV.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
What makes you a success? Is it your business or career? Is it your family and social life? How do you achieve the next level in your success? Tune in to Infinite Success Radio with host Rachel O'Brien Eddy. Rachel and her amazing guests are here to encourage, inspire, and empower you to take control of your destiny and achieve the level of success you were born to reach. How do ordinary people become extraordinary? Find out with Infinite Success Radio, broadcasting live every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. We're on with Monica Rozewski, and we're talking about giving back and making a difference with Always Be Charitable TV. And Monica just shared her story of how this kind of all came about and how she, as a child with her mother, you know, feared becoming homeless if her father wasn't going to be paying child support. So then here she is at 10 years of age, you know, going out a couple years later, finding a job in her early teens and wanting to make money and help provide for her family so they don't have to be homeless. And then today, here she is doing charity events. So it's a pretty powerful story. And so, Monica, we left off with you talking a little bit about Connect, Inspire, Grow. Why don't you share with us a little bit more about what those events entail, what they're about?
Sure. So our Connect, Inspire, Grow, you know, they're usually quarterly networking events that consist of, you know, high value speakers that come out and just kind of share their best inspiring advice. And also we focus on monthly charity events, you know. So the mission of Connect Inspire Grow is to connect professionals that will inspire each other from their experiences and allow them to grow their success while making a difference, you know, in the communities and in the world. And so with their monthly lunch drives, you know, I was kind of you know, the fact that, you know, almost being homeless really just had a, you know, meaning it was near and dear to my heart. When I found out there was a lunch drive going on in my church, you know, I wanted to be part of it, you know. And so what they do is they ask the, you know, the people that attend the church to bring a lunch bag, you know, filled with, you know, a sandwich, a drink. And so I remember making like three lunch bags and dropping them off on a Tuesday morning. And when I dropped them off, there was this 90-year-old, I mean, I didn't know how old he was at the time, but it was a grandpa. And it turned out that he was 90 years old and he was making, you know, helping with these lunch drives. This was like his lunch drive. And I was so inspired. I'm thinking, here I am, you know, giving three lunch bags. And here's this 90-year-old grandpa that is just going to all these different, you know, schools and churches, and he's running this operation. I'm like, wow, this is amazing, and kind of made me feel like, okay, if he's doing this at 90, like, here I am, I feel like I should be doing more. And those things that, you know, you said that you, you know, when looking back, thinking like when I said I was going to give back and make a difference, like here's, I was thinking more when I'm going to be like 60 or, you know, 50 retired or whatever it is, you know, but God doesn't work like that. You know, if there's something that, you know, if you say you want to do something and he sees in your heart that you did want to make a difference, you know, things will show up, you will start meeting people and you have chances and opportunities to be able to give back. And so when I met him, you know, we got together with a few of my friends. This was probably like five of us. And we'll say, we'll just, you know, make 100 lunches. And let's just share it on our Facebook and, you know, share with our friends. And so we made 100 lunches that month. This is like our first, you know, going from 3 lunches for by myself to 100 lunches, you know, donating to this grandpa. And he was just so, seeing how grateful he was and just the look on his face was just very genuine. And really, you know, we really connected. And so sadly, about 2 years ago, he passed away. And we had an opportunity to, you know, stop these lunches or continue on his mission. And so a few of our friends decided that, you know, we do want to, because we kind of got to know him as a person, and we saw the work that he put in, and people were dependent on him to be there, you know, every month to pass these lunches out. We decided as a group that we wanted, you know, continue on his legacy and continue with the lunch drive. So in the last 3 years, we've made over 10,000 lunches, and we've met so many amazing, you know, people through there, you know, people that volunteers that become friends that they're almost like family, you know, local places, you know, that donate food items. It's just amazing the people that have come, you know, together to make this happen. And looking back, like if I would have never thought this was going to be possible, you know, and here I was, a girl from Poland, you know, now hosting these awesome lunch drives that give back and really make a difference for the people in the community. Again, if your mission is selfless, if you want to make a difference, the right people will show up, the right circumstances will happen. Don't think about how it's going to happen. Just know, just really focus on the why. Why is this important to you? Why do you want to make a difference? And when you start sharing that, you know, with other people, people can sense that, you know, and they want to be part of something bigger. And, you know, so really finding out your why and sharing that with people is what, you know, really can make a difference in your community as well. And never think that, oh, you know, I don't have the right, you know, I don't have the resources. Trust me, every day, you know, or every month, I'm thinking like, where is the next one going to come from? But it's amazing that people show up and people call and email and, you know, they want to contribute. And so, you know, if you continue on the mission and just really keep pushing, things will show up and things will happen. But you really, you know, if you really want to do it, just go out there and start, even with your 5 friends or 2 friends or whatever it is, you know. So
tell us a little bit how you've actually promoted and got the word out. I mean, you do a lot on social media. Is that mainly where you're getting the word out about these events? I know you have the Connect, Inspire, and Grow as well, but share with us, you know, again, how you really actually reached out to people and are building that base to help support you, whether it's, you know, people volunteering, people, you know, giving you finances or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, sure. So we started we created the first lunch drive that we ever, you know, put on Facebook. It was just our mission to make 100 lunches, and it was $5 per lunch bag. And so we're like, okay, our goal is going to be 100 lunches. Let's just go for that. So within 24 hours, we got the $100, you know, our 100 lunches goal. We reached it. I was like, wow, this is amazing. But again, it's like, it's because you put it out there and you start sharing why this is important, and you ask your friends to share it as well. And there'll be people that will not, you know, there are some people that, I mean, I have friends that, you know, don't come to my lunch drives, or family members or whatever, but thing is, you know, don't take it personal. If people don't want to support you, some people will support you. It's awesome. It's great. But never take it personal when someone doesn't want to support you. You know, maybe they have other things going on. So to me, I started just asking my friends, you know, and from that, we, you know, went from 5 people to 10 people to, you know, the church side. So they, you know, shared it with their network. And then, you know, from that on, some of the businesses, you know, friends that we knew, we'd ask people to reach out for donations. So I think the biggest thing about, you know, people are like, well, how do I get these donations and sponsors? The biggest, you know, I'll share a secret. It's, you have to ask, you know. When you think people will come out and just kind of, you know, make it happen right away. But no, just go out there. Go to your local grocery stores. If you want to host a lunch drive, reach out to your local food places. There's, you know, Walmart actually donates a certain amount. They donate gift cards. You know, local bread places, a lot of times they'll have to get rid of the bread. So they'll, you know, they'll commit to sponsoring some of the stuff. So it's really not as hard as people think it is. I mean, we just made up so many excuses why it won't work instead of going out there and trying, you know, that it actually might. And it, you know, little by little, it does work. So, but yeah, for the most part, mostly sharing it through social media, but also through, you know, through text messages. personal calls are huge. I mean, if people don't call anymore, you know, so when you get a call from someone, you're like, is everything okay? You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
But just, yeah, so just, I mean, the basic, you know, but social media has been a huge, you know, huge thing for us just because it is free and, you know, a lot of our friends are on there. So, you know, putting an event up there and just inviting all your friends, like that has been one of our huge ones for us. So,
very good. So tell us now, you are doing Always Be Charitable TV. And so how did that even come about?
Okay, so I've worked with many different companies, you know, from Ellie Channel, which those are the fun days, and, you know, I had a lot of great experiences with there. But, and then, you know, I worked at the Chicago Board of Trade, and that's a totally different market that it's very, you know, from what I love to inspire, I love to motivate, I love to, you know, just be around people that are doing great things. And, you know, the Chicago, you know, the Board of Trade is not a very inspiring place, but a lot of times you go through these different things, you go through these different jobs to find out really what you really want to do and what you really, really don't want to do, you know. And so, again, you know, so when I actually got the opportunity to work with ABC, I was super excited. I actually, you know, I was working with people that support you and, you know, focus on providing value to those around them really creates an environment where people can grow. You know, and so when we recently launched Always Be Charitable TV, it's a show that creates inspiring, you know, features inspiring charities and founders and directors, you know, who share their best advice on what it takes to run a successful organization. So we, you know, we interview people like, you know, our charity partners like Ronald McDonald's, Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club. There's just so many amazing charities that are, you know, doing some great things. So the fact that I get a chance to, you know, interview them and get to learn from them is just really, it's really awesome. You know, and again, but, you know, it really helped with having that video background. So even when my video marketing company wasn't working out and I was struggling and I was thinking like, why isn't this working out? There was a reason. I was learning about the video. I was learning about the hosting, you know, the editing, all the stuff that behind the scenes to get me ready to where I am today. You know, so there are things that you might not want to, you know, you might be in a job where you don't like be doing something, but don't get discouraged because there might be a reason why you're going through that, you know, and there's a bigger purpose. So
that's a great point because so often, and I like what you said, how, you know, when you're in a job, it's, you know, either what you want to do or you learn it's what you don't want to be and do. And so, like you say, like if you're struggling in a job, you know, and I think that, you know, I totally get that. And I think a lot of times, again, it's where you are in life. You could be 10 years old and you could get something like you did, or you could be, you know, 30 or 50 and not get it till then because of, you know, the teachers that cross your path or whatever your life experiences are. But like you say, there's so many people that are in their jobs and they're miserable. And you know, I was there too. That's happened to me where I was unhappy in a job and you question it. But then it's like, you know, once I kind of had my teachers come in and I really, really learned and could see the bigger picture, you can say, okay, well, what is this teaching me and where is it leading me? You know, if something wasn't meant to be, it's taking me to something, you know, even bigger and better, as you say, like God has a plan. So with that,
so we live in this world, you know, with this instant, like we want something now, and if things, we don't have things that we want, we just get discouraged and we just, you know, we cut it off way too early. So just really, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, where you are, what situation you're in, or what job you're in, always doing the best you can because, again, you don't know who's watching, you don't know the next step in your life, so really being able to give it all you have, and then when it's time to move forward, you know, either life will move you forward or you make your own choices, but at the same time, you know, having that discouraged, you know, this attitude of, oh, I shouldn't be here, I don't want to do this, it's like, that doesn't get anybody anywhere, you know, and everything that I have done, it's been through hard work and just pushing forward and moving forward, never really complaining, because, you know, I mean, I don't even like people complaining either, it's just one of those things where, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, just do the best you can with what you have, you know, and then things will happen if you're doing, you know, good things, so.
Yeah, and I like how you said people are always watching, it's so true, and it's not even people are always watching what you do when you're actually at work, but with social media being such a huge thing today, that that so many people are connected that way. I've had so many great opportunities, as have you. And people notice that. And even though they may not comment, they may not say a word, mm-hmm. they may be those silent Facebookers or the silent
that.
I've had so many opportunities, you know, my book, this radio show, where people are watching and they see mm-hmm. you. And again, that's what matters, because you may not be in the best place or you may not be happy with what you're doing, but somebody sees your passion or they see it and they want to take you somewhere else. So with that, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more from Monica.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
What makes you a success? Is it your business or career? Is it your family and social life? How do you achieve the next level in your success? Tune in to Infinite Success Radio with host Rachel O'Brien Eddy. Rachel and her amazing guests are here to encourage, inspire, and empower you to take control of your destiny and achieve the level of success you were born to reach. How do ordinary people become extraordinary? Find out with Infinite Success Radio, broadcasting live every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Giving is receiving. Our show today is about giving back and making a difference. Don't you agree? Giving is receiving. I'm on the show today with Monica Radzewski. She is the host of Always Be Charitable TV, and she's been sharing basically her journey of, you know, everything she's done in regards to marketing and starting her own events and what she's doing to actually make a difference in the community. So, Monica, I want to have you share with the audience some of the steps to starting a nonprofit for those who are interested.
Before you go out there and try to start a nonprofit, really think, because, you know, I have a lot of friends that come up to me like, oh, I love to start a nonprofit. What should I do? And they haven't really volunteered anywhere. So, and there's so many amazing organizations already out there. So what I would recommend before you even start, you know, the process, I would just really recommend doing some research on a topic and issue that's important to you and seeing what organizations are out there. And then I'd recommend actually going in there and volunteering and, you know, talking to people, talking to the founders or the directors or whoever's there and just really getting more involved. So seeing what it takes to run a nonprofit, because we often, you know, we think we want to do something and then, you know, not realizing it's a lot of work and it's almost like a full-time, you know, if you have a full-time job, it's going to be like another full-time job. So, but if you are really, you know, if you really want to start a nonprofit, there's two steps. So the first one is, you know, determining the type of nonprofit organization that you'd want to create. You know, there's so many different, organizations out there. There's different ways you can, you know, there's, if you're interested in art or education or, you know, political or anything, religion, just really figuring out what kind of nonprofit you'd want to, you know, start off with. And then the second part is, you know, choosing a name for organization. There are times where people have, you know, thought they wanted a name a certain way, but that name was already taken. So doing some research and finding out if that name is even available for, you know, for your organization. For number three, you know, apply for the name that you have chosen. You actually have to, each state, you know, has different papers you have to fill out and, you know, apply for. So doing some research on what, you know, if you're in Illinois or if you're in New York or wherever you're at, just really doing some research and making sure you have the right papers filed. And then, you know, big one is the mission statement, because people will, you know, your mission statement, what does this organization stand for? Really getting clear on your why. And so, because that mission statement is going to be shared with a lot of the people that you want supporting you. So having that be a priority is definitely something that you want to focus on and, you know, to be able to share with other people. And, you know, down, you know, a few other things is, you know, you have to hire their attorney, you have to do all the accounting. So there's a lot of different parts that go into it. So again, if you are really wanting to start a nonprofit, I would recommend going to, you know, doing some volunteering with one that is already, you know, successful, and finding out what they're doing and finding out the steps that you have to take. A lot of times these people will, you know, they'll support you, and there's some won't, but I mean, for the most part, a lot of people, a lot of organizations, they don't mind sharing, you know, valuable tips and ways that you can actually grow your own as well. So
now with your events, you have a team that you've built. Like, how did you get people on board to do, you know, everything that you're doing to make your charity a success?
So we really started off with just a few friends. You know, I think people a lot of times have this false perception of, you know, oh, well, I'm going to have this huge, you know, huge network and huge following, and everyone's going to love my mission. It's like, our mission is important to us, you know, and we have this vision, but it starts out small. You know, think big, but start small. So when we first started, it was just literally few of my close friends that I shared my mission with. And luckily they, you know, they supported and they wanted to help. And so from that, you know, few close friends, we got, you know, a few more of other friends, and then their friends told their friends. So it's really, you know, it was kind of naturally, organically grown through the word of mouth. And just, we share a lot of the, you know, the photos on our social media, so people get a chance to see, you know, that the things that we do and the people that are involved. And so we're pretty transparent when it comes to, you know, when you're there, you know that you'll, it's a really great feeling to be able to be, you know, going to an organization where you know that people will welcome you and not make you feel like you're there to, you know, you're doing them a favor by being there. It's like, no, you're, you know, you're volunteering your time, and we really appreciate that. And so I think with every event, we always make sure that people feel welcome, people feel that they are appreciated, because they don't have to be there. You know, on Monday nights, there are other things going on. You know, they don't have to come there and make lunches with us, but the fact that they're there, like, to me, I'm always thankful for everyone that comes there. So I think just through that genuine, you know, connection is, you know, people want to be part of something good, you know, and so that's how we've been able to kind of grow organically. And again, if you're asking, you know, if you're going to ask your friends and family, there's some people that will they don't have time, or they don't have the resources or whatever. Never take it personal. Continue on with your mission. Continue on with your vision. Keep moving forward. You know, don't ask permission from anyone. Just if you really feel like you want to do something, you don't need anyone's permission. Just go out there and do it. You know, and the right people will come, and some people won't, but the right people will come, and then you'll just keep moving forward. So never get discouraged.
I agree with that, because, you know, I have a lot of people following me as well on social media, as do you. And, you know, a lot of people reach out to me, friends and family, for donations. And it is hard to say no, but it's like, again, I think each one of us has our preferences, or, you know, there's certain missions that we support more. Or again, it's not really anything to, like you say, take offense to. And it's all a personal choice, what people feel connected to, you know. And I think that's the bigger part a lot of times, is having that connection to whatever that cause is. But like, how long has your charity been up and running, and how many events do you host, and how long did it take you before you really, you know, got in the groove and got the flow and got things moving?
I mean, so when we first started, when we had our first Conscious Bar Girl event, it was just a networking event. You know, the people that I teamed up with, they really weren't focusing on giving back or a charity. It was more of like networking events. And that was like, you know, connect, you know, it was more like inspirational networking events, but not necessarily giving back. So it wasn't a not-for-profit. It was more of like, you know, just creating networking events that bring people together. But we had first two events and we were kind of butting heads because I had three other girls working with me. I mean, when you have strong personalities, you know, a lot of times you start butting heads, you know, and things don't go the way you want them to. And I was kind of really getting frustrated because I'm thinking, I really want this to work. I know we had two great successful events. We had over 200 people at both of these events. I really want to work with these girls and I really want to, you know, move forward. And when I found out that they no longer wanted to work together, it was really, I mean, that was like, I was like, really, God, I'm really trying really hard here. You know, why isn't this working out? And now they don't want to work with me. I'm like, this is not happening right now. And so, but again, you know, trusting the process, trusting that God has a better plan. And the third event I hosted by myself with a few host committee members, still had the same success, over 200 people. And that was our first time we actually decided to get together and do a lunch drive together. So, because to me, I always wanted to give back. I always wanted to make a difference. And, you know, when you work with people and work with different partners, you really have to get clear on your mission and your vision and what you envision for your, you know, your company or your charity. So, really getting clear on your goals and what you want to accomplish, you know, and when things are not working out, if it's really becoming a really hard work to work with people, there's a reason for that, you know, and just really being able to be open to the idea and just really learn to let go when things are just not working out, you know, and so it was like a blessing in disguise, even though it really pissed me out, but it was more like a blessing in disguise when, you know, we wouldn't be where we are if we would have, you know, if I would have been partners with the other, you know, other few girls, so.
And I get that. I think that's a very important point that you bring up, because there's a lot of people that start something, whether it's a company or a nonprofit, like you're saying, or anything, any type of concept or idea. And again, some things aren't meant to be for whatever reason, and, you know, letting it go and letting it be and trusting the bigger plan. So we're going to actually take one more break, and then we'll be back with more from Monica.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning, which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back with Monica Radzuski, host of Always Be Charitable TV. She is the founder of Connect, Inspire, Grow. And we've had a great conversation today about her life struggles and about starting your own nonprofit. And so I want to actually let people know where they can reach you and find you and find out more about all this stuff. If you can share your website, anything like that.
Sure. We're updating all the information, but it's monicaridz.com. It's monikaryd.com. And you'll be able to see, different links and different things where you can get more information. So.
Okay. Now I want to talk about, like I said at the beginning, you've worn a lot of different hats and you have this show and tell app that you were a part of creating. And so I even use it a lot. And I know, like plenty of people I work with, I've passed it on to them and I've passed it on to clients and so forth. And people, on my social media, my following see it as well. But it's a great app. And, today with social media, everything is about branding and marketing. So, I can put my sponsor's logo on there. I can put, my Lifetime Fitness logo on there because that's who I work for. And, I can put different quotes and sayings and put my name on there and brand it. A lot of people are stealing pictures and, your name isn't on there. So it's a good way to really protect yourself and promote yourself. So tell us how that came mm-hmm. about, because I think that's pretty cool.
So we actually, this was about less than 2 years ago, we were sitting in a coffee shop, and since I do a lot of the different events, we often we want to brand the photos with the different sponsors. And I remember talking to my cousin at Starbucks, and we're thinking, I'm like, it would be really great if you can just upload your logo to a photo and kind of move it wherever you want to, because it takes a lot of time with Photoshop to do that, and most people are not very techie. So my cousin at the time was just like, are you sure there's nothing out there like that? I'm like, well, if there is, I'd love to use it because I have not seen one yet. The one that, that features a different thing. And so we started drawing things on a napkin at Starbucks. And it was funny because, when we first started, it was supposed to be just a photo app. But, because tech is always changing and it's like you can never keep up with technology. It's like we were like, the video is becoming a lot more popular. So we're like, well, what if we added video? So it's like, here was, if you're ever creating an app, there's just so much that goes into it, from the coding and it's just crazy stuff. But, again, it's one of those things where, an idea comes to you for a reason. And so we, every single day my cousin we actually got developers from India. So, there's a time difference. So it would be like 3 a.m. here, and they'll be like, they would just be getting up there. So going back and forth about coding and design and all this stuff, and it was just a really learning experience, But it's one of those things where, you try anything once, and a huge lesson, but at the same time, we created this amazing app that you can that brands every photo and video that you take. So, like you mentioned, you have different sponsors, you have different people that, you work with. You can always brand them and add them to your photos to your social media, because again, people steal your photos, and I've seen some of your photos and they're amazing. So I'm always jealous with.
Thank you.
Thank you. So,
but yeah, I have your app to add to that. Always, it's fun playing with that. So
you can download that. It's on iTunes, so you can download it. And you can add filters, frames, fun artwork, and your logos. So.
And it's show and tell, correct? Show and tell is what they look
show
up.
And okay. Tell. Yep.
Okay. So tell us, you have a couple other events happening this month. Share with us what those events are and what your mission is with those events.
So we have our monthly lunch drive. The next one's coming up on August 25th, and it's in St. John Breboff in Niles Church. It's from 6 to 8 o'clock. We usually get done within an hour. We've gotten so much better. So now it's usually like 6 to 7, but we say 6 to 8. There's also the next volunteering opportunity with ABC is on August 19th, and it's with Habitat for Humanity. So we're actually going to be out there, building a home, and their mission our mission is to put God's love into action by bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope. you know, it's a beautiful mission, and it just really, you go out there and you build a home for someone in need. So if you're out, if you know, if you're available August 19th, we're going to be there from 7:30 to 3:30, and you get a chance to work on and building a home, which is really cool. So both of those are really great opportunities.
What's going to happen in that amount of time to, I'm curious because I want to know this. Because how much can people get done in that short amount of time? It's only going to be one day, or are you going to have other days for this?
Well, there are different volunteering, you know, different groups that come. I mean, they have groups all the time. So we picked our date to come and help with whoever is needed. So they're constantly having different dates. So if you have a group or, you know, a business that wants to get together, and I think you have to have at least like 10 people to start to form a group. So if you know, again, I encourage, it's a great team building activity for, you know, for businesses, getting out there and just really working with your team and, you know, to do something, you know, better for the world. I mean, it's a great team building opportunity for anyone out there.
Okay. And I'm interested in this myself. So do you bring your own tools? How does that work? They have tools?
No,
your own
supplies? They have everything. You just show up, you fill out, you know, your volunteering form. You make sure that, you know, we have all the information, and then you just show up and they kind of provide you with everything. So, and ours is going to be August 19th, so we could definitely use more helping hands. I think about 10 so far, but we'd love to have 20. So if anyone's out there that wants to join our Always Be Charitable team, we'd love to have you.
Okay, and where can they reach you again for that?
You can just go ahead and email me, Monica, MONIKARYDZ at Gmail. And I could just, you can personally email me, and I can just go ahead and send you more information. Just mention the show, and I can make sure that I reach out to you and personally and give you all the details. It'll be a fun one. I'm really looking forward to it.
We have a couple minutes left for the show, so I want to share, like, you have these events for August, but what about the remainder of the year? Do you have your calendar year planned out? How does that work?
Yeah, so our 3-year anniversary is coming up, and we're just confirming the date. It's going to be, I believe, the second week of September, and then our Christmas party, which is one of the bigger, you know, our bigger events, usually about 300 people or plus, and we have speakers that, you know, because a lot of times these summer and spring ones are more, you know, social networking, you know, versus ones that you get a chance to hear speakers. So highly recommend the winter one is always awesome. And our 3-year anniversary, I mean, that's always a great networking event with a lot of great people that are involved with that as well. So I think you were at our 2-year anniversary. Yeah.
Okay. That was in the city, correct?
Yeah. That was in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that. That was a great event. It was a fun event. Ran into a lot of people that I knew that I didn't know
really
were
hot.
Connected. Yeah, it was very hot. We were upstairs. I remember that. But it was a very successful event. You had a lot of inspirational people there. I know you gave out awards, and I was there with, my best friend Stacy. She's been on the show. She's an author. And so, you know, she was given an award. And, you know, everybody there had some great words to share with and what they had been through. So it was a great way to connect with a lot of other people too. So any more words of wisdom? We've got a couple more minutes that you want to share with people in regards to starting their own nonprofits or even starting their own idea. If it's an app or, being more a part of the community and volunteering.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've learned is when an idea comes to you, it comes to you for a reason. You know, there's a reason why, you know, I kind of Spirit Girl came to me. There's a reason why this app came to me. And when you don't do something with this idea, a lot of times you end up seeing someone else doing it a year later, and you're like, that was my idea. So when you do have an idea, come to you, don't ask how you're going to do this. Just really focus on the why. Like, why would you want to pursue this? Why would this be important for you to, you know, create it or work hard towards? Again, it's like if your why is strong enough, you know, the how will take care of itself. I mean, yeah, it'll be hard work, but at the same time, you know, if your heart's in it, things, you know, great things do happen. So, again, sometimes get out of your own way and just really go after what you want, because life is so short. You know, we hold back too often, and we don't trust ourselves, and we don't think we have the skills and the things that to make things happen. But you'll be amazed, you know, when you start sharing your vision and you start sharing your dreams and your goals, the right people will come, and the great things do happen. So
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on today and sharing all this wonderful information. And
Thank you for having me.
I learned a lot about you. And like I said before, I was crying when you were sharing your story in the beginning of, you know, what you experienced at such a young age and how you had your vision and you went for it, and look at you today. And I'm so happy for all your success and all your happiness, because I see it. I see it in, you know, everything you do, and good things happen to good people, and you're a very good person, and I'm glad that we crossed paths and that we're still in touch.
Yes. Hopefully for many more years to come.
Yes, oh, for sure. So thank you for tuning in today, and next week, be sure to join us when I have Himal Radia. He's all the way from over the pond in London, and he is going to be our guest talking about manifesting and the law of attraction. So be sure to tune in next week, Tuesday. And thank you again for Monica and sharing Always Be Charitable TV.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.